It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. This is the first miracle recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. This is the first miracle after the day of Pentecost. Peter and John, they were going to temple to worship. The time was afternoon, 3 p.m. They saw one man sitting at that beautiful gate and begging for money. This man was crippled or paralyzed from mother's womb and sitting and begging for money. When he saw Peter and John going to that temple, he asked them some money. Peter and John, together, looking at this person, by faith, believing that this man will be healed. Peter and John said to this man, "Look on us." And the man paid attention to Peter and John, thinking that he will get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. So Peter and John looked at that man such a way that they were thinking that this man should be healed. So they saw this man with a faith, kindness, and with the Holy Ghost power, thinking that this man will be healed. And Peter and John both had the same idea. Now see the situation. This man was sitting there begging for many years. And the Word of God said this man was born lame, born crippled, or born paralyzed from the mother's womb. No one helped him, only Jesus Christ helped him. So he was sitting outside the temple. This is the first time. As soon as he got healed, he jumped for joy and he started praising God, glorifying God, and went to the temple to worship the Lord with Peter and John. And the Word of God says, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. He was not simply going to church quietly. He was jumping for joy. At the same time, he was praising God. There are so many people, they are blind, they are deaf. Some people have heart disease, kidney disease. and so many people are crippled in different ways. We should thank God what God has given to us. Our God is a good God. Look at this man. He was sitting there for many years. He had no hope that one day he will walk. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none. What I have, I give it to you." What he had the Jesus Christ of Nazareth in him. He had the power of the Holy Spirit within him. God baptized him with the Holy Spirit and fire. And he was burning for Jesus Christ. He was shining for Jesus Christ. And that man saw Jesus in Peter's and John's eyes. And when Peter gave him a hand and he says, "Rise up and walk," immediately this man was healed. Our God wants to heal you. That's why he sent Jesus Christ into this world. Jesus Christ is a healer. And he has given us the same power. Why don't you believe that God wants to heal you? The enemy will tell you, you don't need healing. Healing is not for today. You don't need the power of God. You don't need a salvation. You don't need the Holy Spirit. You don't need the power of God. This is what the devil will tell you. Because Jesus said, "Devil is a liar and is a father of all liars." You can read that in John chapter 8 verse 44. But the 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, the word of God says, "Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil." Sickness and disease is not a gift of God. Sickness and disease is the curse. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Jesus Christ wants to heal you. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and he healed me time and time again. And I prayed for one child who was crippled from the mother's womb. From the waist down, that child was paralyzed. I took some oil, applied on that child's leg. They were like a cotton ball, no bones at all. And I said to that mother, "Just apply this oil, and each time you apply this oil, believe that Jesus Christ is going to recreate his legs and he will walk." And I did it and I left. And I heard that child was completely healed and walking completely healthy for the glory of God. Our God is a miracle working God. Why don't you call upon Jesus? Say, "Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." If you believe in your heart that you gave your life to Jesus Christ, that means you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. There is no record of your sins. Now you can ask anything according to the will of God, and he will give it to you. Whatever you need from the Lord, he is ready to give it to you. I'm going to pray according to the book of Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. The word of God says, "Two of us agree on earth touching anything. Our God who is in heaven, he will hear our prayer." So when God says, "I will hear your prayer when you agree," let's agree. When God says he will hear, he will hear. If you want to be healed and I want you to be healed, let's pray and see what God can do. Our God is a miracle working God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all these listeners. Let them know our God is a miracle working God. There is nothing impossible with you. Send your word, heal them, deliver them, set them free. And let them feel the presence of God right now in their lives. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you receive the healing in your body, God wants you to be healthy and wealthy and His witness in this world. Just like Peter and John, they were ordinary fishermen. When they got saved, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were witnessing and healing people in the name of Jesus Christ. God can use you. Doesn't matter you are educated or uneducated. Doesn't matter you are man or woman. God wants to use each and every one of us. You remember in the day of Pentecost, there were 120 people, including Mother of Jesus. They were waiting to receive the power from above. God is not partial God. He wants each and everyone to be His witness. So once God does miracle for you, you go and tell somebody. If you are not sure about your healing, if it was internal problem, go to doctor. Have a x-ray and make sure that you are healed. Go to church. Witness. Tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. He will use you for His glory. And you will never be the same.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.